Welcome to the Visegrad Insight podcast from Central Europe on Central Europe.
Societies often put their hopes and expectations in the next generation to do things better or differently. Also in Central Europe, we cannot ignore the importance of youth and also what is their perception of politics and society. In recent years, we've seen some drops when it comes to the level of trust in politics, but also more generally, a low level of engagement of young generations when it comes to the political system, but also, for example, civil society. Now, this is slightly worrying given that young people will play an important role in shaping the future of the political system, business, but also education and civil society. Now, the reason why we want to discuss this week this interesting topic is also because of the New Europe 100 Forum, which is taking place in the next couple of days. New Europe 100 is a format that brings together politicians, entrepreneurs, and community leaders of the digital age because they have expertise, skills, and social outreach, which is relevant in the fields of education, digital, and business opportunities. The forum will connect some of these top thinkers and entrepreneurs with young people, students, generally those interested in innovation, the future of work, but also who have an entrepreneurial mindset. With New Europe 100 Forum on the background, we want to address the topic of youth in Central Europe. We'll look at questions such as satisfaction young people have about political situation in Central Europe, how they engage and to what extent they also trust politics and governance more generally, and whether COVID-19 has had any impact on this. For this topic, we talk with Zuzana Papazowski, who is resident director of NDI Poland, that is the National Democratic Institute based in Kraków. My name is Quincy Klut. I am managing editor of Visegrad Insight, and here with me is Wojciech Przybylski, editor-in-chief of the magazine. We now talk to Zuzana about youth in Central Europe.
Zuzana, please tell us a little bit about the study. First, you know, where does the concept come from? And is it the first study of that kind? There were previous reports by NDI on youth and political participation, and how this report is different from the previous one.
NDI has been working with partners in Central Europe for the past 3 years on the issues of political participation, trying to tackle a lack of political engagement among young people in Central Europe. As the initial research we conducted in 2018 revealed a great lack of trust of younger generation towards the political institutions, we wanted to go back after 2 years and look back at some of those questions we raised in 2018, and as well see how the COVID pandemic impacted some of those attitudes. So the Canon research has a whole section dedicated to the COVID pandemic, where we are trying to see whether the pandemic increased the level of interest in politics or how younger generation perceives, for instance, the level of communication or some of the policies which are implemented by the governments in Central Europe. Another difference is that 2 years ago, we conducted the research in three countries, in Hungary, Slovakia, and Poland. And this time we as well looked into the Czech Republic. So the current report provides information from all four countries. This time we will be presenting the data in rather visual form, and we've been working with the company to provide the information in, you know, visually attractive manner.
You present data regarding COVID-19 and how the pandemic is changing attitudes of young people. What are youth attitudes towards governance, politics, in the context of pandemic and in the context of the responses of the governments to the pandemic, asking questions about their attitudes on freedom and liberty and democracy and the measures that essentially limited some of those freedoms. So let's start there. Tell us what's striking and how do particular nations of the V4 in this young cohort, in the young generation, compare between one another?
In terms of our research, when we speak of young cohort, we have in mind youth age 16 to 29. And for sure, there are significant regional differences. In all four countries, a majority of youth declared that the COVID pandemic increased their interest in politics and public affairs. But when it gets to the way how the governments communicated about the pandemic and how they shared information or how satisfied they are with the work of different institutions, we see major, major differences. For instance, when we look into the question, how satisfied you are with the government's communication and information sharing related to the COVID outbreak, for sure, youth in Slovakia are the most satisfied, where 72% declared satisfaction. And the least satisfied are youth in Poland, with the level of satisfaction only at 39%. 52% are dissatisfied. The same way, when we look into how satisfied the youth were with the work of different institutions during the pandemic. The greatest level of satisfaction with the work of the government we find in Slovakia, and the lowest level of support we see in Poland. The difference is that the level of satisfaction with the work of the government in Slovakia is at 57%, compared to Poland, where the support is at 32%. In general, we can say that there is a satisfaction of youth with the work of mayors and municipalities in response to the pandemic. In Slovakia, the institution with the highest satisfaction rate was the office of the president Čaputová, where the support for the president was at the level of 75%. To the contrary, the lowest level of satisfaction with the work of the president we found in the Czech Republic, where only 18% of youth were satisfied with the work of the president. As for the support for different conspiration theories, we should probably mention that majority of youth in the region believe that COVID originated in the Wuhan food market. But there is on average 30% of youth in the Visegrad region who believe that the COVID virus was released by Chinese scientists, and around 20%, so one-fifth, who believe that the COVID virus was released by US scientists. Interestingly, we were asking as well whether the COVID pandemic has increased the trust among or trust and cooperation among EU member states. And the conclusion is that the most of respondents don't think that the trust and cooperation between the EU member states was increased because of the COVID pandemic.
Susanna, coming back to these striking differences between the four countries when it comes to youth trusting in politics and governance, is there a possible link there with political polarization in the sense that can it be seen also from the data that polarization is maybe one of the elements which drives this lower trust in politics?
I think for sure polarization plays a role. We see it very much in Poland, where we had very polarized presidential elections. And now when we look into different forms of political participation of young people, from, you know, taking part in demonstration to, you know, any other form of signing petition online or contacting politician, we've seen a decline of levels of participation compared to 2018. And I think that polarization could be one of the factors. As well, political developments which took place in those countries, we see it very well in, you know, in Slovakia, where when we look into the data from 2018, we see a very low level of satisfaction with political situation in their country. In 2018, it was at 32%. And since then, in 2020, we've seen an increase by 18%, where majority of people we interviewed are happy with political situation in Slovakia. On the other end, we have Poland, where in 2018, 56% of youth declared satisfaction with political situation, and that support significantly dropped to the current level, 29% in 2020. I should probably add that Slovakia had a parliamentary election in March 2020, which resulted in a change in the government.
New Europe 100, the future of tomorrow. Find out more about the New Europe 100 Forum, which is bringing together successful politicians, entrepreneurs, and community leaders, together with students, young people with an entrepreneurial mindset, in the forum, which is taking place in the next day. There will be future events, so have a look at ne100.org for more information.
When it comes to both trust and participation in politics or sort of institutions, how do you think it compares to civil society organizations? A couple of months ago, we published a report on civil society in Central Europe, and also there we see that for the region, youth participation or engagement with civil society organizations is lower in comparison to other parts of the European Union. Is there anything also you can draw out of the data, the research you've done, which may give some hints on how young people perceive civil society organizations?
From the data we have, we can't really say how young people perceive civil society organizations, but we had a question where we ask about the level of satisfaction, for instance, with the work of civil society organizations during the COVID pandemic, and the data is rather supportive of the work of civil society organizations, where 50% of youth in Poland, Slovakia, and Czech Republic were satisfied with the work of civil society organizations. The level of support was higher in Hungary at 59%. But even when we look into the data where we ask about volunteering in COVID-related initiatives or volunteering in other initiatives, I wouldn't say that the level of engagement is high. I can't compare the data with data outside of the Visegrad region. But in general, the level of volunteering in COVID pandemic was pretty low across the region, from 8% in Hungary to 14% in Czech Republic. And outside of COVID-related initiatives, it was the highest in Poland at 27%, followed by Slovakia at 21%, and the lowest in the Czech Republic with 14%. So I would agree that the level of engagement is not very high. But on the other hand, at least when we speak of the way how different institutions handle the pandemic, I think there is an support for the work of civil society organizations in this area.
Let's focus a bit about frustrations and political activism of the new generation. In the survey, it shows that the young generation is, of course, frustrated about several issues that can be potential mobilizing platforms for their political membership, for the political activism. And especially important to me is the question why there is such a low membership in political parties among the young, and where does this desire to participate, nevertheless, in the future as a political party member comes from? In several cases, in several countries, there is a discrepancy between the existing participation and the desire to participate in political parties in the future. How do you explain that in the context of what is important and what sort of problems the new generation identifies ahead of them? For their political activism.
I think it shows that young people want to have their voice heard. They do believe in political parties and they want to have their voice heard. The problem might be what was already said by our board member, Howard Dean, during his visit to Poland and Slovakia, where he simply said that his feeling is that the younger people rather want to be mobilized than organized. And simply the traditional party structures we are seeing at the moment in the region might not be attractive enough to turn this desire to be politically active into actually, you know, joining such political structure. But it's clear from the qualitative research we conducted in 2018 that young people don't feel the current political parties are representing their interests. They still hope that the politicians will be able to communicate with them through means they use to access political information, means social media, Facebook and other electronic platforms, but as well are looking for political parties which are transparent, inclusive of the younger generation, where they actually get to have their voice heard, and are as well responding to the priorities of the younger generation, and often need to be innovative in a way. I think that those political parties which show some, you know, fresh thinking and innovation have much better position in attracting such generation. And we could mention such example from the region, probably the Pirate Party. It's, in my view, the leading party when it gets to transparency and innovation and some of those features I mentioned. And we can even see that they're gradually growing and they did pretty well, even in the recent regional and Senate elections. Although the Pirate Party, it's a traditional party that, you know, is very, you know, successful in cities and with urban voters. So I would say, you know, that the key is to reflect the priorities of younger generation, be transparent, be inclusive, and give young people a chance to represent themselves and have their voice heard.
Finally, and perhaps this goes beyond the report, but what do you see as options to remedy the situation of low participation and engagement? As you pointed out, in some countries, such as Poland, the numbers deteriorated quickly. Are there any easy solutions, easy quick fixes, which can improve things? Or should we look more at systemic solutions to improve youth engagement and participation? What sort of recommendations can you draw out of the data?
I partially answered in my previous question. And I think, frankly, the research like the one we conducted really provides full set of different data that should help different political actors to better target and better engage the younger generation. I will as well would like to invite all the listeners to access our in-country research that is available on the NDA website that provides really in-depth in-country specific information on attitudes of younger generation in their respective countries. And as well, I think there are, you know, these are the windows of opportunities for engagement. I think the data helps to better understand what the problems of the younger people are and some sources of their frustrations. Frankly, the leading problem in my view, it's the way how political parties operate internally, and sometimes these old-fashioned mechanisms, which, as I mentioned, are often not inclusive, are not innovative, are not transparent, are discouraging the younger people from participating in political processes through political parties. Through our programming, we have been working with a very large pool of young people who didn't get discouraged. And I still hope that they will be the people who will help to transform the operations of their mother parties. It's never an easy fix. A complex approach has to be taken. But I think that that if there is a will, there is a way.
This uplifting note concludes our conversation. Thanks again, Zuzana, for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce our recent research to general public. And I will mention that the report, Sources of Information about Society and Politics in Central Europe, will be made available in the coming weeks on the website of National Democratic Institute at ndi.org. Thank you.
And that's all for now. Subscribe to our podcast, our weekly newsletter, and daily Twitter feed for insights on Central Europe from Central Europe.